Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Talk with T. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are in a good mood. I hope you guys are in peace, enjoying life, enjoying the weather, and I hope you're working actively to keep your mental health in check. That's really, really, really the most important thing these days, and with the way the world is changing, sometimes it really feels like our challenges are not getting any lesser, rather it's changing, the way it looks is changing, or updating into new versions, and that is more than enough to make us get overwhelmed sometimes. Well, that's not the most ideal thing that we'd want to happen to us in our lives. It's not something that all of us can always keep track of either. But I hope we can still have some time to sit down and gather our thoughts about not really what's happening to us, what's bothering us, but rather to the people around us as well. And for me, whenever I think about it, there's one group that always comes off as more vulnerable to mental health challenges than others. Well, it might not be true for everybody. That's just the way I think of it. As a student myself, I think young people are really, really out there getting a lot of exposure to these mental health challenges, especially starting from a very young age these days, and that's really astonishing. And these challenges among the younger generation is something really we talk about quite a lot. Even parents, when they see each other, they discuss a lot. Everybody really has a different point of view. Everybody has different things to blame, but I wondered, what is it like from a student's perspective? How is it for the people that are really falling victim to it? So in today's episode of Talks with T, we're going to discuss mental health challenges among young people with somebody who's perhaps more likely to experience it or notice certain challenges among her peers more than others. And that's solely due to her age, due to certain other demographic factors that we often fail to include when talking about these mental health challenges, more about which we will hear from the person herself in a little bit. So before we get started, I really, really want you to keep an open mind. Keep in mind that not everything that is about to be discussed is necessarily the fact, or it might not be what you think or you agree with, but most of it is going to be based on personal experiences since she's not a professional. So with that being said, let's get into our today's episode.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Thank you.
Welcome to today's episode of Talks with T. How are you?
I'm good. It's really cloudy outside, but
yeah,
it's all right. It didn't rain yet.
Really? I got wet a little.
Oh yeah, I did look up and I got a splatter of rain on my face. I was like, what's happening?
Hopefully it doesn't pour.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we begin, please tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, as you mentioned, my name is Jennifer. I grew up in Brooklyn and I'm 19 years old. I'm trying to study nursing in Hunter. And yeah, I have a lot of hobbies like drawing, reading comics, and occasionally like to just like browse around the internet.
What's one of the hobbies that keep you occupied or that pulls you more when you're feeling a little down?
honestly, it's just artwork, it's just expressing myself through those type of mediums. It's especially really rejuvenating and really calms me down when I'm having like a really stressed day, which is almost every day, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you found a way to cope, since we are here to talk about mental health in general.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that art really is your safe space mm-hmm. when you're feeling down. I would like to ask, what do you think the biggest issue is, the biggest challenge is for teens these days when it comes to mental health?
I think it's the isolation, especially with the growing use of social media. It's such a repetitive answer, but it's like really true. There's a study, it's shown that like Gen Z is actually the most loneliest generation in a while. And especially because of social media, we're not connecting face to face. Unlike most people could say, like, you could just call, you're one message away. But in reality, you can only build these bonds just by sitting close to each other and really interacting. And there's not a lot of third-party spaces like you see with parks, going to malls. A lot of people are going to online shopping to go to malls and such. It's so convenient to have the internet, but at the same time, it kind of isolates ourselves and we're becoming more individualistic in terms of our feelings and trying to hide from the world.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was coming from a vacation with a whole bunch of kids, and I could see them just instead of enjoying, which is what we wanted as adults, they were just on their phone the whole time. And then I heard a parent say, "We came here all the way. We were not a state. We came here all the way, but you were just on your phone even more than when we were at home."
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy. Do you think nowadays kids are being more isolated from a very young age compared to, let's say, 50 years ago?
I absolutely think
it's only like students in like high school or college or even middle school that are more.
Yeah, I really think it kind of depends on like the education level, because a lot of people are now relying on internet, AI for schoolwork and such, so it kind of also dwells on that. But at the same time, Gen Z is the kind of the first generation to kind of be blended in with kind of more traditional, I put that in parentheses, and more digital life aspects. Like us, we were able to experience childhood without the internet. You can just watch TV, but that's like the most you'll get, and you usually be hanging out with your family when you're watching TV. But now kids, they have everything with like the internet. But I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing. Kind of depends on like the family and how they use the parental style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think like the younger generations are more isolated. You can see, like, I don't want to make this as hard facts, but we make fun of like, you know, the alpha kids, like, oh, they're always on their iPad and iPhone. But we also, but we also look at ourselves when we're also hanging out with friends. We're like, oh, on your phone. I think it's just because like, it's a distraction from bigger issues that we have in the world, honestly, because there's a lot of socioeconomic factors, lack of social expression, because there's different people that just think like having expression is kind of corny or cringe. You like see that in like the nonchalant trend, or like people being corny, it's cringe. Yeah, I think it's the lack of connection.
I know how you mentioned we're turning more towards technologies.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but there's also another fact that technology is really the new future. That's seen as the progression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say technology is making us feel more isolated, but we are also being more and more used to, we're like diving into technology a lot more.
Yeah.
Do you think we're really progressing as, I would say, even as a race?
That's kind of a deep question, because honestly I would not personally know the answer, but like there's a lot of great uses of technology, like medically we're being able to like study cancers and stuff. We were able to even bring back like a dire wolf, like an extinct species. But I think it's how we solely use that technology to better our future and not try to divulge technology into like such creative mediums that humans have, like what we see in AI art and people using AI to create stories, AI to create movies. It's just taking away the human aspect of it, but technology can also be beneficial in helping us with medical needs. There was, I think, a study that helped get rid of parts of Down syndrome within DNA. Yeah, so I think it was from Japan, I'm not sure any fact check that. But if we were to become more isolated because of technology, I think it would be because a lot of people are trying just to get rid of, you know, the world. And it's escapism, as I will say. People trying to forget, like, their day jobs, like, having so little pay. People escape from the internet that way.
That's true. You know, when we were talking about that, it reminded me of the fact that some people are struggling with mental health or maybe depressive, or they're having, like, thoughts. I would say some people having suicidal thoughts. Sometimes they would turn to AI for comfort. Exactly. Yeah. I remember seeing this news. I don't know if it's true, but I remember seeing how it was, like, addictive for many young people. In that case, do you think, like, I'm not sure whether to consider technology in that case as good or bad?
I would say that's, I don't think that's a good thing. If you're just solely relying on technology that relies on positive feedback, let's say you were to say, like, oh, I like someone, should I confess to them? The AI chatbot will obviously encourage that. But there's so much complexities that chatbot or AI doesn't know. So I wouldn't say that's a good thing because it's just, it's based off a person who made someone to like you, you know? It's based off positive feedback.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine somebody just doing whatever the AI is telling them to. It's like handing your life over to technology.
Yeah, you're giving your soul to something that doesn't have the ability to love. Yeah.
Fair. We're talking about children and teens of different age groups. That makes me wonder, which group of children, which group of people, like teens in general, do you think is more vulnerable to falling into this depressive episode or falling into mental health issues?
I think mainly,
especially these days.
Yeah, I think like maybe like younger, like maybe 11 to 18 probably, or even 9 to 18. I think the reason is that the lack of the third party spaces that I speak about, a lot of adults are now occupying those third party spaces, and technology also has taken away third party spaces like with the malls and like online shopping and hanging out. Also, the price is going up just because usually when you hang out, you spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Also, when you hang out, you spend a lot of time. Usually, people don't want to spend that time with someone else. Yeah, I think the younger generation, especially because you also have adults that rely on technology that is not using the time to kind of bond with their kids, and leading to probably future mental health issues, like a lack of parental warmth or guidance. Yeah, that's probably my answer.
You brought up a really interesting point that I wasn't even thinking about, economy and how it's not equal. Yeah, not even equal, how it's not harmonizing in terms of having a good time at like a lower cost, even though that's what we should do. How is that impacting, I would say, let's say college students, since you're a college student yourself.
Yes, yeah. So, like, with college students, you know, like, there's, like, that kind of, like, niche of, like, oh, you're a college student, you're gonna go party, you're gonna go shopping, you're gonna be hanging out with your friends, you're gonna be living the good life. But in reality is that 99% of college students cannot do that. I'm gonna be not very honest, okay? We're not made out of money.
Especially with jobs.
Yeah, especially with the jobs. And especially with, like, college students, you also have to, like, balance many things. Schoolwork, also balance social life. Also balance sleep, which is very hard, and you also have to balance, like, I don't know, your hobbies as well. Exactly, you can't balance like four things at once. You always have to kick one out, and usually it's gonna be the social, like mental health or sleep, which is two very bad things that you should not leave out. Will obviously cause more issues regarding the future.
You know, when we were in middle school, I think the whole thing about the mental health, you know, it became a very big thing, I think, post-COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Which is when we were in high school, where many other people were in high school or probably in college too. So basically post-COVID, and you see the rise in like mental health crisis in high school students, also in college students. I think that also after that, it also became a big thing to seek help in like guidance counselors, especially regarding your mental health. Do you think people are really using these resources, or do you think they should but it's not a lot of time people wait to have the entrance, let's say.
I think it has to be more open, more like, people sometimes hear like, oh, you need to go to therapy because they think they have a problem. But reality is that usually people can just go to therapy for almost anything. Like, let's say you broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. That's not really like a mental health crisis, but more of like a problem you have, but you just want to talk to someone. But let's say you don't have anyone to talk to someone about. You can talk to that to like a counselor or something. And what you mentioned about like post-COVID is that in high schoolers, they're developing their identity and being stripped away from social interaction because of COVID. It kind of let them kind of spiral a bit. I don't want to say
added on to the isolation.
Yeah, added on to that isolation. And them trying to find their identity is the most important period of time to kind of grow mentally as a person during those years. And being stripped away of that because of COVID, it kind of obviously will lead to more of a mental health crisis. And like, regarding like trying to approach counselors or therapists, it has to be like not inviting per se, but more convenient, you know, because there's a lot of things that kind of stop people from seeking counseling, like time, you know, because you're a college student, you can't just go to counseling when you have like a paper due. You can't just go counseling where like you have a full-time job, you know, you can't just risk like having to live, you know, having good grades than just to go to mental counseling.
I was thinking that, I mean, imagine, I think it just came to me, I think it's a brilliant solution. Imagine college students were paid to keep each other's company. I think you would see a lot more rise in social interaction, a lot cut down of screen time, and people would have a lot of people to talk to.
That's a very interesting solution, but I think just promoting more social interaction. I know the college at Hunter does a lot, but I think it's the lack of time that people have that is able to have those social interactions.
You mentioned in the beginning of our talk that you're studying nursing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what trend do you notice among your peers? It doesn't have to be the nursing major specifically, but you can talk about it, of course. When it comes to mental health, when it comes to being supportive or just coping in general.
I can't say per se for like my nursing peers because I really didn't really feel anything towards that, but like among peers I see in general, I think it's the lack of empathy we have with each other, because I feel like there's like this effect, the cuckoo effect, right? Where you kind of prioritize yourself rather than others, and you're not really prioritizing the feelings of other people. You're not like supposed to put like all, I'm second, this person is first, but more of like understanding the other person and what they're going through. We're not giving the benefit of the doubt when someone's kind of like rude to you, or someone is kind of like unaware, like if they bumped into you, they think like, oh, you're the worst person ever. You're assuming the worst thing for someone. But there could be so many other factors that could like impact someone's life that you don't see, but you're not seeing because you lack that empathy or introspective, like, oh, what if they're going through this? But what if they're going through that? You just can't just jump the gun and say, like,
do
they're the worst person.
You can relate this lack of empathy back to isolation as well?
Yeah. Because of the lack of, like, interaction, you kind of need that experience, you know, to kind of gauge, like, certain social awareness and social moods. So if you're just kind of, like, making a joke when someone is going through a bad day, you're obviously not gonna have a great experience.
That's true. Do you think at the end of the day it really gives us the mental satisfaction if you're trying to ignore empathy, if you're trying to look after yourself? Because let's say I'm thinking, well, everybody's just looking after themselves, why shouldn't I? Do you think at the end of the day I'm really gonna be feeling fulfilled?
That's a really, really good question, because I remember going to my psychology class, right, for my nursing program, right, is that like society really benefit from being individualistic. It's like you're benefiting from being individualistic and lacking empathy, for like, because if you're prioritizing yourself, then you're willing to lose people to gain more, you know. So
That's like our personal game, though. Collectively, do you think it's taking us anywhere other than making us more isolated?
It depends on like which part of the world you're on. Because we're living in a more Western world, then we're more individualistic. But if you're saying you're more Eastern, well, yeah, it's more collective.
But I'm saying, do you think it's doing us any benefit in the long run, or as a collective society?
Oh, absolutely not.
Is this pushing us towards any progression at all?
I don't think so. Because if you're just willing to push someone down because they're not helping you, then I don't think that's a society we're working for.
That's like,
you need a safety net.
Back to square one. Is it really worth it? The isolation? Whatever you're gaining from this isolation, is it really worth it?
No. I think you're also making this more negative. Also, because you're not having anyone to rely on. Mm-hmm. Because if you understand like everyone else is selfish because you're selfish, then you're not going to have a great outlook.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot to reflect on, though.
Yeah.
I think we can really call it a day. And then leave the people to think about what you just said.
Thank you so much.
Before we leave, though, I want to ask, do you have any tips to students, to anybody actually, who's suffering from mental health issues right now? What do you think they can do?
Honestly, it's very, very hard, especially to do things when you're having mental health issues. It's extremely hard, even getting up to bed. I think just doing small things that makes you happy. Like going on a walk, I would suffer some mental issues, but just going outside just for a bit kind of helps me just a little bit for me to just do something, right? I think you just gotta start with things very, very, very small. And you have to also know that people do care, people do see, and if you're willing to reach out for someone, people will reach out back.
It all starts with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's very good.
Have a good day.
And thank you to everybody who's been listening to us thus far. We hope that you can actually gain something from this conversation, that you can find any element of this talk that you could sit with and that you could perhaps relate to your own life or those around you, and work to make it better and work to make other lives better. With that, and until next time, bye.